The Detroit Pistons are on a win streak? What's going on out here? We got to talk about it in today's episode of the Locked On Pistons podcast.
You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's the deal? Welcome back to another episode of the Locked On Pistons podcast. Per usual, I'm your host, Kuka Hill. You can find me over on Twitter, at Kuka Hill. I want to thank you guys for making Locked On Pistons your first listen of every single day. We are free and available on all your podcast platforms. If you haven't already, head to the YouTube channel at Locked On Pistons, hit that subscribe button, or leave us a five-star review on whatever podcast platform you are listening to this on. That's another great way to support the podcast. And today's episode is brought to you by Sweatblock. If you or someone you love is experiencing embarrassing sweat or odor, try Sweatblock. Save 20% with promo code LOCKEDON at sweatblock.com, also available on Amazon. So literally just a few days ago, I believe literally like two or three podcasts ago, I came on the podcast after the Pistons lost to the Kings. And I said, okay, let's look at the rest of the Pistons' schedule. They still got this Western road trip they got to deal with. They're going against the Denver freaking Nuggets with the two-time running MVP. They're going against the Utah Jazz, who had the best record in the Western Conference, or the most wins in the Western Conference. They stay on this Western road trip. They got a bunch of tough games coming up against some really good teams. They're without Sadiq Bey. They're without Isaiah Stewart. And they're without Kate Cunningham indefinitely. So taking all that consideration, I said on a podcast a few podcasts ago, I don't know when the Pistons are going to get another win. I don't know how long it's going to take. They're down to their 11th, 12th guy on the roster. Even with their main guys, they were one of the worst. Actually, they had the worst record in the NBA. They had the worst defense in the NBA. They weren't good, even with their main guys. Now you take them away, you're going deeper into the roster. You're going on a Western road trip. It's not looking good. I didn't know when a win was going to come. Now you fast forward to Thanksgiving, which is, by the way, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. All of you guys who decide to listen to this the morning of Thanksgiving, thank you so much for supporting, and I hope you guys have a great one with your guys' family. But you fast forward to Thanksgiving, and we are now looking at the Detroit Pistons, again, without Kate Cunningham, without Sadiq Bey, without Isaiah Stewart. You look at the Pistons on a two-game winning streak. The first game coming against the Denver Nuggets and Nikola Jokic and Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray and Aaron Gordon and Bruce Brown and Casey, all of them were healthy together. The Detroit Pistons beat them, I believe, for the first time in Denver since 2016. And then on the second end of that back-to-back, it was a back-to-back, you then fly to Utah. We all know about the home court advantage they got from being so high up off the ground. You go to Utah, somewhere else the Pistons don't ever win at. On the back end of a back-to-back, at halftime, you lose your starting point guard in Killian Hayes. You're now going to Corey Joseph to play the majority of the second half minutes at that position. You're going point guard Alec Burks against a Utah team who's been really damn good all year. Again, most wins in the West. And the Detroit Pistons dominate the game, basically, from start to finish. What's going on? It has to be because simply I said something. It feels like anytime I say something, anytime I talk about what's going on, I bring up how they're playing, I make a statement about how they've played or what's going on, as soon as that happens, I'm not kidding, as soon as it happens, the opposite happens the next night. The opposite happens for the next week. Last podcast, I talked about how Marvin Bagley wasn't getting any rebounds. He had 3 rebounds last game. I talked about if he wasn't going to be able to rebound, you have to sit him. All of a sudden, he comes out tonight. Dude had 6 rebounds, I believe, in like the first half. Immediately, like 5 rebounds in the first quarter. He had a game of 19-6. He still didn't do a great job rebounding. He only played 20 minutes, so he didn't play as many. Jalen Duren played more minutes. So actually, he did a decent job rebounding. This was right after, of course, I talked about how he hadn't been rebounding at all for the season. Of course. It feels like anytime I say anything on this podcast, the opposite happens the next night. The opposite happens. It's crazy. It's why, remember last week, I said Jane Ivey need to stop with the pull-up threes. And then the immediate next night, he goes 4-for-4 on step-back threes. Now, he hasn't shot well from deep since then. But, of course, since I said something about it the night before, he then goes out there and turns into James Harden. So it's, you know, maybe let's go ahead and start this. We're going to have a fun little game here. Let's start this. I'm going to go ahead and say this. The Detroit Pistons will never win an NBA championship again. Killian Hayes will never be a starter in the NBA. Cade will never be an MVP in the league. Isaiah Stewart and Sadiq Bey both are going to be busts. Jaden Ivey will never make an all-star team. And Dwayne Casey will be this team's head coach for the next 10 years. Let's go ahead and do that, and let's see how it plays out. We'll come back to this episode in 7 years and see what goes on out here. So, but all the fun aside, joking around aside, this is a fantastic win by the Detroit Pistons. Fantastic win. They went 125-116. And again, they dominated, I felt like, from start to finish. They played the Utah Jazz's game better than the Utah Jazz. They moved the ball. Excellent. No one was selfish. Everyone was moving the ball. Turnovers were low. They only turned the ball over 7 times in this game. They damn near shot 50-50-90 as a team. 49% from the field, 50% from deep, 92% from the free throw line on 27 attempts. This was damn near flawless. This is by far the most flawless game the Detroit Pistons have played all year. Low turnovers, good on the rebounding battle. They tied them in the rebounding battle, so they didn't get destroyed in the glass. Low turnovers, damn near 50% from the field, 50% from deep, 90%, 92% from the free throw line. Just legit damn near flawless game. Damn near flawless. I don't know what negative to really bring up. I don't have one. The only thing you could maybe criticize at all is that they had a little stretch in the fourth where Utah started to make it close. But what's even better about that, instead of looking at that as a negative, the Pistons battled back and answered with their own run and ended up winning this game by 9. The Jazz cut this, I believe, to a 3-point game. And instead of the Pistons wiltering and letting the Jazz take this one, they punched back and ended up winning this thing by damn near double digits. This was the best Pistons game of the year. I know they had, you know, a few other games that were impressive against Golden State Warriors, obviously against the Nuggets. But this one was actually, this wasn't just the other team isn't playing well. And the other team didn't play well either. Lauri Markkanen, who's been excellent this season, only had 13 points. I believe he only had 3 points in the first half. He did not play well at all in this game. He has been excellent all year. But this game wasn't, outside of that, this game wasn't about the other team was just giving the game to the Pistons. The Pistons played a damn near perfect game. They attacked mismatches consistently. They were going after Kelly Olynyk and Colin Sexton continuously. And this is something I've asked for the Pistons to do nonstop offensively. Go at the weak links on defense. They don't ever do it. This game they did. Over and over and over, they put Kelly Olynyk in pick and roll. Over and over and over again, they tried to go at him in isolation. Over and over and over again, they did screens with Bojan on Colin Sexton's man. So they had to switch, got Colin Sexton and Bojan Bogdanović, and Bojan Bogdanović went after him. They did this all night, not just with Bojan, but with multiple players. They attacked mismatches. I even saw Jalen Duren get the ball twice underneath the rim when he got switched on a guard. And you don't ever see the Pistons give guys switches like that underneath the basket. Usually they hold it and they don't pass it. Tonight was the best game from start to finish that the Detroit Pistons have played as a team all season long. All season long. And it came without Kay Cunningham. It came without Sadiq Bey. It came without Isaiah Stewart. And it came without Killian Hayes in the second half. Just an absolute beautiful game to watch as a Pistons fan. They played a beautiful game of basketball. It was a game that anybody who just loves movement basketball, loves people sharing the ball, playing the right way. The Pistons played the right way tonight. And that's their formula to success, or that's their formula to being competitive this year and having maybe more success than a lot of people thought they were going to have with these guys out. Now, don't want to get too overboard. Don't want to start putting too crazy expectations on this incredibly young team without 3 of their best players. But listen, who cares about the future right now? These last 2 games were fantastic to watch. Having this team go on a 2-game winning streak in the midst of what they're dealing with, in the midst of losing the guys that they lost on such a tough road trip on back-to-back two in tough environments, fantastic. This is the best 2-day stretch the Pistons have had all year. Great stuff. Give them a ton of credit and give Dwayne Casey a ton of credit too. Give both of them a ton of credit. This was a fantastic back-to-back for the Detroit Pistons. When we come back, I want to talk about Kevin Knox. Kevin Knox, who was borderline I don't know if this is a hot take, was borderline the Pistons' best player tonight. Kevin Knox. A dude who wouldn't be getting any minutes if Sadiq Bey was healthy. But he was damn near their best player tonight. Some might even say he was. So we're going to talk about him when we come back. But first, got to tell you guys about one of our sponsors, BetOnline.net. BetOnline.net is your number one source for sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there. From football to basketball to soccer, esports, they've got it all at BetOnline.net. And if you love sports podcasts like this one, you can find those at BetOnline as well. We're always the fastest and easiest way to get your betting fix. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about their trends in action today. If you head over to BetOnline.net and you click on that basketball tab, you will see that they have the favorites for the championship this year. Who will win it? Head coach of the year, rookie of the year, MVP, top pick in the draft this upcoming year, most improved player of the year. They have the odds for all of that over at BetOnline.net. All you have to do is click on that basketball section. Or if you want to look at a different sport, you can do all of that at BetOnline.net. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about their trends in action today. BetOnline, where the game starts. So I want to thank you guys again for making Locked On Pistons your first listen of every single day. We are free and available on all your podcast platforms. If you haven't already, head to the YouTube channel at Locked On Pistons, hit that subscribe button, or leave us a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you are listening to this on. That's another great way to support the podcast. And again, I want to say it one more time to you guys. Happy Thanksgiving, and thank you guys for those of you who are finding time somehow to listen to this on Thanksgiving. I really do appreciate it, and I hope you guys really enjoy all this time with your guys' families. And make sure you guys eat a ton of food, because I know I will. But anyways, Kevin Knox played out of his mind this past game against the Utah Jazz. And after the game against the Denver Nuggets, I came on the podcast, this last podcast, and I said that Kevin Knox was playing like a guy that deserves minutes even when Sadiq Bey comes back. I think those minutes should come at a cost from Hamidou Diallo. I think Kevin Knox should get minutes 100% when Sadiq Bey comes back. He should continue to be in the rotation. Because following up an 11-point game against the Sacramento Kings, following up a 17-point game against the Denver Nuggets, he followed this one up with 20 points against the Utah Jazz on 6 of 8 from the field. All of them were threes, 6 of 8 from 3, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. 20 points, was a plus 8 on the floor. And he had 3 rebounds. Let me just focus on one part real quick about his game. And I brought it up in the last podcast too. He has been battling on the boards the last 3 games. Now this game he only had 3 rebounds. But all 3 of those were key rebounds and him battling on the boards. He's playing physical out there on that defensive end. He's not a great defender. But he's been a fine defender. And he's been trying his hardest on the glass. I respect the hell out of that, and the Pistons do as well. They need that from someone at his size, with his length, his athleticism. They need him on the boards. Against Sacramento, he had 5. Against Denver, he had 8. Tonight, he had 3. He's been on the boards to go along with the fact he's been incredible offensively. He was 6 of 8 from deep tonight. Fantastic. But even going beyond this game, go back to the game against the Denver Nuggets. He was 1 of 4 from deep, but still played excellent offensively. Why? Because like I said in the offseason, after we saw some of his Rico Hines footage where he looked like Michael Jordan out there, I said the Detroit Pistons need an archetype of what Kevin Knox is theoretically supposed to be. A long, big wing who is athletic, can run in transition, can finish, lobs, dump off, dunk around the rim, has some, athleticism around the rim, and can spread the floor consistently from outside. That's what theoretically Kevin Knox was supposed to be. And he hadn't been that throughout his career. And the first few chances he got this season, he wasn't able to hit outside shots. And it's tough. It really is tough to barely ever play and just randomly get a chance and know that, hey, I have to hit this shot, because if I don't hit this shot, I'm not going to touch this floor again. That's a tough position to be put in. It really is. It's not many people would succeed in that situation. But that was the situation he was hit with. And he wasn't succeeding at it. And so he wasn't getting minutes. But now with Sadiq Bey being out, with Kay Cunningham being out, heck, with Isaiah Stewart being out, this has opened up some minutes for him. And he's absolutely made the most out of it by not just hitting threes, but by running in transition and finishing in transition, by getting some easy dunks, by cutting to the basket and being open for dump-offs and finishing around the basket, drawing fouls around the rim. This past game, I like the fact he took it all the way to the rim and drew a foul. He's finding multiple ways to be impactful on the game, and it's not just shooting from outside, even though the shooting from outside is what's most important. The fact he's able to shoot the way he has the last three games, if he continues to shoot like that, he absolutely has to play. But if he does all the other things he's doing with that, he becomes a key player for this team this season. Now, it's only three games, not going to get too crazy over this small of a sample size, but 100% he should continue to be a part of this rotation, and 100% when Sadiq Bey gets back, when Kay Cunningham gets back, when Isaiah Stewart gets back, he should still be in the rotation. Still. Whether that means Diallo has to lose minutes, heck, maybe even that means Livers loses some minutes. Maybe Sadiq Bey loses some minutes. You have to reward this guy. He deserves to keep playing. It isn't just about rewarding at this point either, too. I should say that. It's not just about rewarding a guy who's playing well. You know, he's not playing great, but he's playing better, so you want to reward him with minutes. No, he's actively playing really good. He was arguably the Pistons' best player this past night. And against Denver, he was one of their best players then, too. He's been playing really, really good basketball. So as long as he plays like this, he actually deserves to be in there over some of these guys. And I think what makes it even more fun to watch and what makes it more aesthetically pleasing to watch for me is that this archetype is what the Pistons have been missing for a long time. They have Bojan, who's a sniper, but he's not very long. I think he has a decent wingspan, but he's not very athletic. He's not really that. He doesn't play big. You can't switch with him on defense. He's not going to play fast in transition, but he's a sniper. With Sadiq, he hasn't been a sniper since his rookie year, but he can create some offensively, but he's not very good defensively. He's not very athletic. What the Pistons have needed is a guy like Kevin Knox, or theoretically, again, what Kevin Knox is supposed to be, his archetype through his career when he was drafted, a guy who has a long wingspan, who is incredibly athletic, who has a really good outside shot, can run in transition, can finish off cuts, can finish off dump offs, and won't be a complete failure defensively, and can get active on the boards. All that stuff, that's something the Pistons have missed for a long time. They haven't had that from the wing spot in a long time. I can't remember the last guy they had that was actually good at this. Just last year, Jeremy Grant. But outside Jeremy Grant, outside like an older guy they brought in, like Jeremy Grant, I'm talking about like a younger guy to look forward with. Kevin Knox, that's why when he plays well, it's so aesthetically pleasing for me, because I've been wanting to see this from a Pistons player, a young Pistons player, for a long time. So it's fun to watch him play when he's playing well, man, but he isn't just fun. Again, I want to make sure that's clear. It isn't just that it's fun or a real good story. It is. But he's actually playing really damn good basketball on any level compared to anything. He's actually playing really good. So, fantastic game from Kevin Knox, man, to continue to play. He got to close this game out. This is back-to-back games. They went with him closing, and he 100% could have closed. Another great decision by Dwayne Casey. He should have closed over Isaiah Livers. He should have closed, heck, even over any of the other guys. I'm going to do Diallo if they had to pick a choice between him or Alec Burks. Like, he deserved to close over all of these guys back-to-back nights. I hope he can continue moving forward. And I hope what he realized or what he's learning, not, you know, he didn't do it this game as much, but like the game he did against Denver, is that if his outside shot is not hitting, if he's not sniping from outside, he has the body type, he has the talent, and he has the motor to be able to affect the game and warrant minutes other ways. Whether that's running in transition, trying to get easy layups or easy putback dunks or easy fast break dunks, or hustling on the boards for a team that desperately needs somebody to do that. He can still play on this team if he's not being a complete sniper from outside. In games when he's not a sniper, he can find other ways to contribute. And he did that against Denver. And the way he played against the Utah Jazz tonight was just fantastic. So who would have thought that Kevin Knox would be getting his own segment like on the Lockdown Pistons podcast this year, like 10-minute segment? Who would have thought? Not me, but you gotta love it. Gotta love it. Not only do you get a two-game winning streak, you get a really good story with Kevin Knox the past two games, last three games, really, and hopefully it continues moving forward, man. Really happy for Kevin Knox. He's been through a lot his first few years in the league. Hasn't went his way, and those type of players, I think you guys know, those type of players are favorites to me. I love seeing those kind of things. Guys who are young, haven't had it go their way the exact way they thought it would go to start off their careers. and then have a chance to rewrite those things and try to bounce back. And when they do have good games, they do somewhat do that. It's some of my favorite basketball to watch and some of my favorite stories to watch. So I love seeing this from Kevin Knox. I'm sure he's extremely happy, and we all should be happy for him, for real. So wanted to give him a whole segment and give him a ton of credit there. When we come back, we can finish it off with talking about some of the other players on the team, like Marvin Bagley. Like I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, he went 9 of 10 from the field in 20 minutes. He had 19 and 6 in 20 minutes. And I want to talk about something that they did differently offensively. We hit on it a little bit earlier, but I want to talk about something they did differently offensively that they should do and should commit to doing even when these guys get back full strength. I don't know if Cade's ever going to come back this year, but even when Sadiq Bey comes back and Isaiah Stewart comes back, they should continue to do this. We'll talk about that when we come back. But first, I got to tell you guys about one of our sponsors, and this one is my favorite sponsor, Sweat Black. So, look, I'm sure I'm not the only one out there. You put on a t-shirt, you're ready to go out, and just randomly you just start sweating. Look, that happens to me all the time. It doesn't even have to be hot out there. I don't have to be doing no kind of crazy activity. Just randomly just start sweating. Now my outfit's messed up, my t-shirt's messed up, I'm embarrassed to be out. Like, it's tough. It's a tough situation to be in. So when I heard about Locked On getting Sweat Block on as one of our sponsors, I was like, you know what? Let's go ahead and try this out. They send me something to try. And it's as simple as this. I read the directions. They tell me, you know, you go take a shower. Just go take a shower, clean up a little bit. You get out, you take these Sweat Block wipes, these antiperspirant wipes. You wipe underneath your armpits. And then, boom, just like that, you're good for 7 days. Just like that, you are good for 7 days. Now, when I first did it, I was like, no way. There's no way that's true. That has to be, that can't be true. I do it, and then a week goes by. I didn't even notice. I hadn't sweat all week. I didn't have any of those problems I had my whole life. I hadn't had it for a week, and I didn't even notice it. Didn't even think about it. I was like, oh, my God, the last 7 days just went by. I haven't had this problem once. This stuff actually works, and I have some right now. It is amazing. I can promise you guys it works. Sweat Block gives you the confidence to wear whatever you want without the embarrassing sweat and possible odor. Sweat Block wipes were featured and tested on the Rachel Ray Show by firefighters as well. And you know that if Kuka Hill's backing it up, even firefighters backing up, Rachel Ray is backing it up, you know it has to be legit. If you or someone you love is experiencing embarrassing sweat or odor, try Sweat Block. Save 20% with promo code LOCKEDON at sweatblock.com. Also available on Amazon. I promise you guys it works. It's my favorite sponsor of Locked On. Save 20% with promo code Locked On at sweatblock.com. Also available on Amazon. So I want to thank you guys again for making Locked On Pistons your first listen, even on a Thanksgiving day. Every single day too, though. We are free and available on all your podcast platforms. Hit that subscribe button at the YouTube channel if you haven't already, or leave us a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you are listening to this on. That's another great way to support the podcast. Do you guys also, I know you guys notice it because you guys love hating on me. You guys love seeing my downfall. You guys love being able to sit there and say, "Cool, you were wrong." You guys love spamming the comments with it. You guys love tweeting at me, letting me know I was wrong and you guys were right. You guys love it. So I know you guys have noticed that anytime I make any kind of statement, anytime I make any kind of declaration, opinion, or anything, the opposite happens the next night. I already know. I've already got some of it from you guys. Some of you guys already DM'd me. Some of you guys already tweeted at me. I already know in the comments you guys are about to be relentless with the, "Oh, cool, you said they wouldn't win in a few weeks. What's going on with that? They're on a 2-game winning streak." Yeah, I get it. It's crazy. I'm going to just start saying, from now on, I'm going to start saying everything I don't want to happen on purpose, because I know the opposite will happen. So that's what we're going to do from now on the podcast, everybody. But anyways, Marvin Bagley, want to give him a ton of credit on the podcast. Again, 19 points, 9 of 10 from the field in just 20 minutes of action. He had 6 rebounds. I believe he had 5 in the first half. He was really active on the glass. I love seeing that from him. You guys know I was extremely critical of him over the last few games because of how little he was active on the glass. That was not the case tonight. He played really well on that end. He played really well offensively, finished around the basket, a few nice post moves. But something I really liked that I saw from him tonight is that he had a few good reps in drop coverage on defense tonight. Now, defensively, he's been historically awful throughout his career so far. But tonight, he had some really damn good reps in drop coverage. There was one rep in the first half. They ran a pick and roll. He was in drop coverage. He kept his hands active, kept moving up and down, cut off the lane for the ball handler while also staying even with the big man that was rolling. So when Jordan Clarkson tried hitting him with the bounce pass, Bagley used his active hands to swipe the ball, and the Pistons got steal. Tremendous play. That's the kind of stuff that maybe people don't notice as much, or don't, you know, doesn't come off as a highlight play. But those kind of plays are big time on your defense. When your big man's able to be active with his hands and play drop coverage correctly and execute it like that, that's big time. So I noticed that. I want to give him a ton of credit for that because he struggles defensively majorly. So with the fact that he was able to have a few good reps tonight in drop coverage was extremely valuable, and I wanted to point that out. So he played a fantastic game, easily his best game of the season, best game on both ends of the floor. So great game from Marvin Bagley, great bounce back. Love seeing that from him. Jalen Duren closed this game again. He played more minutes than Marvin Bagley again. I don't know if I would say – I think him and Marvin Bagley both played about the same tonight. Marvin Bagley was way better as a scorer, but he is. That's just what he does. But Marvin Bagley was – or not Marvin Bagley. Jalen Duren was tremendous at protecting the rim. He had a two-hand block today that was just insane. He had a few other possessions where he didn't get the block, but he deterred the guy at the rim and gave them no chance and finishing around the basket. He had 7 rebounds in this game, too, in just 27 minutes. 2 steals, 2 blocks. He only had 4 points, but both of those points, both those buckets, I believe, were on mismatches where the Pistons fed him, and I loved seeing that. So the Pistons' big man played really well tonight, Marvin Bagley and Jalen Duren. And the fact that Dwayne Casey's trusting Jalen Duren, and Jalen Duren's playing so well already as the youngest player in the NBA, to be trusted to close games back-to-back against the Denver Nuggets and Nikola Jokic and the Utah Jazz, who had the most wins in the Western Conference, back-to-back nights, says a lot about how good Jalen Duren is already and how good he is going to be in the future. Jalen Duren is a gem. I said this at the beginning of the year, and this isn't even a knock on the next guy. It's not a knock at all. But Jalen Duren's impressed me more than Jaden Ivey. And Jaden Ivey's been damn good himself, too. Jaden Ivey's impressed me. But Jalen Duren has been so damn good. He's impressed me more than Jaden Ivey. He's been a gem. He's been an absolute gem. I can't wait to see where his career goes. He has so many tools in his toolkit. He has such raw talent in so many different areas that just need to be flourished, need to be, you know, developed. And he's going to be excellent, dude. He's going to be excellent. So another great game for him. I wouldn't be shocked if he starts starting for the Pistons soon. I wouldn't be shocked if that happens. So just stay tuned for that. Outside of that, man, Hamidou Diallo had a few finishes around the basket tonight that were pretty damn crazy. I won't hold him. He played a really good game tonight too. 9 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. He was really active tonight, played really well. I actually thought he played really well in the half court too. There was a few plays where they used him as the short roller and he made the right decision a few times. And I said this in the podcast, I think like last week or 2 weeks ago, that if Diallo was just a little bit taller, he would be like a perfect 4 guy to run in the short roll. And if they had someone else like to stretch the 4 or someone at the 5, maybe if they want to try to run him, if he can be more active on the glass, I should say, that's really the thing holding it back. If he can be more active on the glass and be better defensively, like if he was able to guard 4s, he'd be fine. Cause you could put him at the 4 spot. You could try to use him as a short roller and just let him try attack the rim, dunk on people, draw fouls, or he should have enough playmaking chops to make the decisions that he had made tonight consistently by hitting guys in the corner and hitting some dump offs. So Diallo played well tonight, I thought, and without Sadiq Bey in the lineup, they haven't really missed him that much because Diallo and Knox have both played really well. So nice to see that. They both have played really well, especially this past game. Killian Hayes got hurt at halftime, by the way. I know I mentioned that a little bit earlier. He got hurt. He has a left calf strain. I don't know how serious it is. He was back on the bench with no ice or anything on it. Wasn't no trainer messing with him. So I think he's going to be okay. I think he'll probably be back out there next game. But who knows? We'll see what happens with him. In the first half, he shot 1 of 5 tonight. Wasn't efficient in that first half. One of the shots was a shot clock heave up. But still, he was very aggressive in the first half. I still like it. Again, as long as he continues to be aggressive, you'll start to see more consistent good nights, which we have. We've started to see some more consistent good nights, but you'll still get the 1 of 6 half. You'll still get the 3 of 9, 3 of 10 game. It's going to happen. So I think he maybe could turn this game around too. The Pistons had a good game plan, which is why I want to end the podcast with, is Dwayne Casey hasn't done this a lot this year. He hasn't done it a lot over the past few years, but they attacked the mismatches a lot tonight. They went after Kelly Olynyk. they went after Colin Sexton, consistently put them both in pick and rolls over and over and just obliterate the Jazz doing it. And I hope that this is not something that they just did against the Jazz. Hopefully this is something they do moving forward when guys get back healthy too, because it's how you should be playing basketball. There's no need to be making things purposely harder on your basketball team by going against the better defenders. No team does that. None of the good teams do that. They don't purposely go against the good defenders. They search out mismatches and then attack them. They put them in pick and roll. They try to get your bigger guys switched on to younger or smaller guys and then attack them in the post or in isolation, force help, and then kick out. That's what they do over and over and over and over. They constantly create mismatches. And the Pistons don't consistently take advantage of that ever. But they did that against the Utah Jazz. So hopefully this is a sign of things to change. That would be tremendous to see in the offense. And also, just simply the ball movement that the Pistons had tonight. It was fantastic. Love seeing the ball go from one end of the court to the other. That was fantastic to watch. So, said at the beginning of the podcast, this is the most flawless game the Detroit Pistons have played all year, and it was a lot of fun to watch. So, that's all I've got for you guys today. Thank you guys for listening today on Thanksgiving. I hope you guys enjoy your Thanksgiving with your family. Have a great day. Hopefully, the Detroit Lions win. Yes, I used to be rooting for the Lions to lose, but now I kind of want them to win now. I'm rooting for them to win, which means they're going to lose. You guys already know how it goes. But, anyways, enjoy the game. Enjoy Thanksgiving. Thank you guys for making Lockdown Pistons your first listen. Free and available on all your podcast platforms. Hit that subscribe button to the YouTube channel. 5-star review, whatever podcast platform you're listening to this on. And until next time, I'll see you guys later. Go Pistons, and today, go Lions. And until next time, I'll see you guys later. Peace out, everybody.